This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from the beautiful auspice of Austin, Texas, is the editor-in-chief of the truthaboutguns.com. That being Dan Zimmerman. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing well. Good to be with you, as always.
I have a confession to make, and I want you to be my confessor. I want you to take my confession. Are you ready?
Bless me, for I have sinned, and I'm willing to hear your confession, too.
Very good. So when they first came out with the rule on the pistol braces, I have or had a pistol brace 300 blackout that had been built for me by Spikes Tactical to be my truck gun.
Okay.
And it came to me in a AR-15 pistol configuration. When they first introduced this, my thought was, I do not want to sell this gun because I really like it. Right?
Sure.
So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking. And at the same time, I'm also thinking, well, I've thought about getting SBRs before. I've thought about doing an SBR gun before. And I just thought, okay, well, this one's free. I'll do this one. So I did it. And I said to myself, this way I get to keep the gun no matter what they do, which is still true. Right? It's still true. But by the same token, I kind of felt like I sort of wilted on that one. Because right now it's all tied up in court, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What are your thoughts?
In a number of courts.
Yeah, yeah. What are your thoughts on its survivability?
So, let me get it straight. You had the brace pistol. You SBR'd it,
yes,
correct?
Yes, have
okay.
A, have
so
a,
you're
have,
legal. No
I'm legal. I have approved Form 1, yeah.
Got a tax stamp and the whole deal.
Well, they never sent me a tax stamp. They just sent me an approved letter.
I didn't know how that worked.
Yeah. This is my first. I thought I would get a nice certificate that I could hang on my wall or something, but no.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the odds are good that the pistol brace thing will be eventually struck down.
Right.
It's being challenged in a number of courts, and a number of gun rights orgs members have been exempted,
right,
or they're now protected from ATF enforcement of that rule,
right,
while these cases are pending. So that's a good thing. It's certainly a good incentive if you own a brace pistol to join one of those organizations. So that's good. And we might get a hint of how the pistol brace situation may go by the fact that the Supreme Court just on Friday announced that it's going to take a bump stock case.
Right. Which is similar.
It's just similar. Not the same, but it's similar.
Yep.
Where in this case, in the bump stock case, after the Las Vegas shooting, the ATF waved its magic wand and announced that the bump stocks, which had previously approved for sale, are now considered machine guns and must be either, registered as machine guns or destroyed or turned in or whatever.
Right.
they ran into a bunch of problems in that the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals struck it down under Bruin. They said that basically they made, I think, if I'm thinking correctly, some of the cases. I think they said that under that one, the ATF was basically creating law on its own, and that's the job of Congress, and they can't do that. And that has gone all the way through the Circuit Court of Appeals, and we've got other circuit courts where they say bump stock ban is okay, so we had a circuit court split, and that's why the Supreme Court had to take that. Similarly, the challenges to the bump stock ban involved the ATF all of a sudden regulating something more heavily that they had previously approved and allowed for sale, and now they're reinterpreting the law, so it's being challenged largely under the same legal doctrines, I think, in most cases. I would keep my eye on that, on the bump stock case, and see how that goes. But I think the pistol brace ruling is, I think it stands an even better chance being upheld, or the rule being struck down and
right.
being legal again. That's again, I'm not an attorney. That's just my opinion. But a lot of people find bump stocks scarier, and they let their emotions get in the way of those things. Where the pistol brace was, of course, originally designed for people with disabilities, that gives some people more comfort. Who might be squeamish about overruling the ATF, but who knows? I'm not sure to what extent that.
Well, but I think the similarity here is that the ATF looked at the bump stock and said, "Oh, that's just an accessory like a flashlight." And how long did they do that?
Oh, they did it like 10, 11 years ago.
And then the pistol brace, they said, "Oh, yeah, that's perfectly legal. You can have those."
Yeah.
For how long?
Yeah, about the same time.
Yeah.
Both of them came into being roughly around the same time.
Yeah, so I'm not to that end, because I felt like that with my 300 blackout, I had a couple of problems arise. Have you priced 300 blackout ammo?
I have not. I don't own a gun chambered in that.
It is what the round itself is great. It's designed to come out of a short barrel. It retains its trajectory even through a windshield. And that's if I'm having to shoot out of a windshield, not shoot into a car, right? That's why it's a truck gun. And, so that was great and everything. But then I went out and shot a few times. I was like, I need to build up my ammo stores on this. So I go looking, and ammunition for this is almost $1 a round.
Ouch.
Yeah, so to that end, I figured out, I thought something 5.56 might be a little bit nicer, so I had my friend Roger Ward at Ace Firearms. He built a very nice 10-inch AR-15 pistol, and I got him to put the right tube on it for a pistol brace, and then I joined Second Amendment Foundation.
Oh, very good. So you're covered.
Well, but I want to talk about that in the next segment, simply because of it raises a few questions for me about this, and I don't know if you know, but I'm going to find out if you know in the next segment, if that's okay.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
But yeah, this is one of these things where I have watched this with great interest as they try to do some other things, and I'm looking on truthaboutguns.com, and they also don't want to do this licensing law. We'll talk about that in just a minute, but I often call Dan when we're not on the air, and I'm like, so let me ask you this question offline. And thankfully, he's never gotten out and actually written an expose about all the stupid stuff I ask him, which I do appreciate that.
We do what we can. We aim to please.
Anyway, thetruthaboutguns.com, that's where Dan plies his trade. He has a group of people that write about everything. In the gun industry, and it's a good read. Every day it's a good read. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, and we were just discussing my pistol brace AR-15 thing and the thing that I've done. But here's my question, Dan. Now, we were just talking about, okay, well, if you're in the Second Amendment Foundation, you're covered. What exactly does that mean? I mean, if I'm going to throw this in the vehicle and drive around with it, I mean, is that legal right now at this particular point since I'm a member of the Second Amendment Foundation?
Well, my reading of the judge's order is that the ATF is enjoined from enforcing its ban on pistol braces nationwide for a number of gun rights organizations that have filed suit against it. One of those is the Second Amendment Foundation.
Right.
I don't know if staff sends you a membership card or what they do, but my guess is, and if it were me, I'd want to carry that with me. If there's some law enforcement person who is ignorant of the law, because there are a lot of them out there, I don't think your average beat cop is going to be trying to enforce anything like that, but you never know. I think that the ATF, probably most of their agents are aware of these things, but not in every case. I know that there's a similar injunction against the ATF enforcing its force reset trigger ban,
right,
where they redefine force reset triggers as machine guns, on members of National Association of Gun Rights who filed suit against them, and Rear Breed, who made them and that kind of thing. And we ran a story a little while ago because there was a gentleman in, I think it was West Virginia, who got a call from their local ATF that, hey, we know you bought a Rare Breed trigger, we're coming to get it. And he was able to show them that he's a member of National Association of Gun Rights, and they didn't make no further attempt to confiscate it. So in a similar way, my guess is the ATF is aware enough in most cases now about pistol braces and the ruling that they're probably not enforcing that really against many people at all. And again, if you can show that you're a member of Second Amendment Foundation or GOA or FPC or any of the other ones that have got these injunctions in place, you're going to be fine.
So I need to get a membership card then.
Yeah, you need some kind. I would want to have some sort of acknowledgement because I'm a member. Even if it's a printout of something from, you know, of an email they sent you, just you can say, here, look.
Okay. Well, I mean,
but again,
the only reason this would actually even come up would be if something untoward happened and I pulled it out and started using it, right? I mean, they're not going to be out
there.
We're trying to detect if you have that. We have reason to believe you have a pistol brace in your gun. That's not happening, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, they don't know. And I have a feeling that most of their agents don't really care about pistol braces. And they only are going to try to enforce this kind of thing against people who break the law while using a gun equipped with one. It would be an add-on charge in some instances. But
right.
Who knows?
I guess we'll find out, though, won't we?
Yeah.
So I'm not that overly concerned about it. I'm just... I was just thinking about it because one of the reasons I carry a gun now is in the event that something, one of the reasons I carry a long gun in the trunk all the time is because of this open border and the fact that we know that there's a bunch of guys in the United States that are military age, and I don't think they went to work for DoorDash. So that bothers me. That concerns me that's out there. So I don't know what's going to happen in front of me or at any given time. Excuse me. So that's the thing. That's the thing. That's all.
It's always a good idea to be prepared.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be a test case either.
Nope.
So, good.
I do not.
Good to have yourself covered.
Yep. So that was just my thought process with that. Now, having said that, do you own any pistol braced, or is that something you don't want to talk about?
No, I would be happy to talk about it. I don't own one. I've never owned a, I never got around to buying an AR pistol. I wanted to, you know, it's one of the things that was kind of on my mental down the road to-do list, but never did. I wouldn't hesitate now. I mean, if that was right for me, if I had the cash right now and I had fit a need, I would do it right now. I'm a member of a couple of those organizations that are protected, and I would absolutely do that. Because I think that it's going to go the right way.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. The thing, if you ever do that, just remember this: with 5.56, you don't want to go any shorter than 10 inches on the barrel.
It would be awfully loud, I would expect.
Well, it's not that it's awfully loud; it's that you're
besides the ballistic issue.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's not burning all the power, anything less than 10 inches is what I'm told.
Right.
And then you also are going to want to, if you do it less than 10 inches, then you have to have a muzzle device that vectors everything forward instead of left and right, as well as forward.
Yeah.
And because then, otherwise, you're beating people to death. And you don't want to do that, right? You don't want to do that.
No. At that point, I'd probably put a can on the end of it. keep things quieter.
Right. There's always that.
Yeah, exactly. But that's all another approval I need.
Well, at least now I can rest easy knowing that I haven't made a big dumb choice. The 300 blackout, though. I do have some ammo for it. I've got a full can of ammo. Out of boxes, full can of ammo. I mean, it looks impressive until you actually go out and train with it. If you go out and train with it, you're in big trouble. So I've got more 5.56, and it's easier to replace 5.56, so...
Yeah, much more.
That's why I decided to go with this. And I, for all I know, I'll end up form one-ing this anyway, because I'm not a big pistol brace fan, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer a butt stock on it.
Yeah, the stock is much more comfortable in general, longer. If you get something that's cold, depending on what kind of forward off your hand.
This is what it's like when I call Dan with something offline. This is how it goes. We have a conversation about it, and he simmers me down and everything, and I feel much more gooder about myself when I get done. Now we're going to go to truthaboutguns.com, because that's why I go to him in the first place, because they write about more stuff going on than anybody out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. A vote is scheduled today in the House of Representatives for a Republican-backed bill aimed at preventing a government shutdown. Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal outlines funding for certain government agencies through mid-January, with the remainder funded through early February. Congress must pass the bill by Friday night. The White House confirms that Hamas is operating within several hospitals in Gaza, including Al-Shifa, the city's largest hospital.
We do not support striking a hospital from the air. And we do not want to see a firefight in a hospital where innocent people, helpless people, sick people are simply trying to get the medical care that they deserve.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Hamas utilizes tunnels beneath the hospital for storing weapons and holding hostages. And San Diego Padres owner Peter Seidler has passed away at the age of 63. Despite overcoming cancer twice, he faced additional health challenges in August. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. You've got an article on the front page about Cory Booker. Cory Booker has solved the issue, hasn't he? He solved all of gun crime.
Well, he's got an idea that he thinks is going to get us moving in that direction,
yeah.
For sure. So, yes, once again, he... along with a lot of the usual suspects like Danang Dick Blumenthal and Crazy Maisie Hirono, have put forth a bill once again to create a federal licensing system for gun owners, which is, of course, blatantly unconstitutional, particularly under Bruin. But that doesn't seem to matter because it's a good senator. And he says, if you need a license to drive a car, you should need a license to own a gun, own and use a gun. Data shows that states that have implemented licensing laws have significantly reduced gun-related deaths. I'm not sure if that's true. I'm not sure where he is, of course, has cited his sources for that. But the old, if you need a license to drive a car, you should have one for a gun argument is so tired and trite and overused and easily debunked, makes our brains hurt when we have to do it again. But we'll do it because, of course, you know, no one has a right to drive a car. It isn't enshrined in the Constitution. There isn't an amendment that says, thou shalt have the right to an internal combustion engine and that kind of thing, where there is a right to armed self-defense right there. Number two, driving a car on public roads is considered a privilege in this country. Always has. They can take away your right to do that if you drink and drive and all kinds of things like that. Of course, you can lose your gun rights, too, if you commit crimes. But there is no right enshrined by the founders over certain types of transportation. And of course, Senator Booker knows this. He just doesn't care. He thinks that's an effective soundbite that his friends in the media can use to pump this up. We are where we are once again. This will go nowhere. It's gone nowhere before. It will go nowhere again. Likely won't. I'm sure we'll never even get a vote in the Senate, let alone come up in the House with the GOP control F. So it's all election year window dressing and to little red meat for the gun control industry supporters of the senator and his fellow usual suspects who are behind this one, which include, of course, Senator Menendez from New Jersey.
Oh, him.
I'm amazed that he's got time.
Yeah.
As he prepares for his defense in court to do this kind of thing, but he's a resourceful guy.
Well, I mean, my thought is this. What is it? And you said that he knows this, and I agree with you. He probably knows this. But, and all of this is based upon his quote where studies have shown that licensing laws can significantly reduce gun violence in places that have enacted them. But that's coming from Giffords.
Likely. Yeah. I'm sure his source is one of them. One of the gun control operations.
Well, I mean, shouldn't he get, I mean, don't these guys know that if they're going to get out there, they need to find some sort of a nonpartisan guy to actually do this study and actually bring some meat to the table versus what they do?
No. I don't think they care less for so. I'm sure they consider that a credible source. I know. I think that they think that they're at the average person who hears that will never bother to ask, you know, where'd you get your number? And even if they hear, oh, it came from Giffords, well, okay, that's a gun control.
Well, okay then.
Exactly. And the average Joe or Jane Smith doesn't know what that means or how these operations can and do pay for made to order quote unquote research that supports their contentions and furthers their narratives.
Well, the other thing so we know that, I mean, the guy in Lewistown, that's the latest one. This is the latest one to stimulate this kind of a push, right? It's Lewiston. That guy got his gun legally. He was prohibited, but he got his gun legally, right? He was supposed to be, he should have been a prohibited person.
He was. I never saw anything that said when he bought the guns. I believe he owned the guns before he was committed, but I'm not sure.
Right.
In either case, after his commitment, he became a prohibited person.
But they didn't do anything about the guns he had.
Correct. The Army apparently didn't notify anyone in Maine, you know, that they had involuntarily committed him. People knew that he had guns. The Maine National Guard went so far as to notify the local police that they were concerned. Local police didn't do it. They went knocking his door. He didn't answer. They closed the gate. Nothing happened. That was just a few days before he went on the shooting spree. He was a prohibited person.
That matters.
And I don't expect, exactly, and I don't expect the FBI to drill down and follow up on these things. But sometime over the summer, he had bought a suppressor. And he had gotten, it had been approved and had, it was ready to pick up. And he went into the local dealer to do that. And at that time, filled out a 4473 as he asked to do. And he checked the box that said, yes, he had been involuntarily committed. And the dealer said, I'm sorry, we can't give this to you. And he played it off and said, oh, sorry, it's all just a misunderstanding. I'll get my lawyer involved. And, of course, he never came back.
Right.
I never saw him again. But that's a case where the FBI, I don't know if that was best ever called in to the FBI. My guess is maybe the gun dealer never even bothers to do the background check, and the guy checks he'd been committed. Anyway, there were a variety of indications that this guy had problems, and a number of people raised the red flag, quote, so to speak, that this guy was a problem, and nothing happened. And there are already all kinds of laws in the books to cover this kind of situation in Maine, and none of them were used.
Interestingly about Maine, the thing that interested me most about Maine is they are a permitless carry state, and nobody shot back at this guy. Although I know it was a gun-free zone. I know these were gun-free zones. I get it. I understand it. Law-abiding people, they didn't carry a gun in gun-free
zones. They don't carry in those places. Exactly.
Anyway. Anyway, I just...
Senator Booker's going to solve all this for us.
Sure. I'm sure. Yeah, I'm almost positive that's going to fix it. Let me look at this. Anyway, I always love it when a Democrat says, "I have solved gun crime." All we have to do is this. Now, the truthaboutguns.com, you can find this story right there. And, you need to know about this kind of stuff because this is what they're always trying to do. There's always gun control in the hopper. Always remember that. There's always gun control in the hopper with the Democrats. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman, and just to show you that there's more to the world of Zimmerman than the politics, we're going to look at one of his gun reviews, because you looked at the Lone Wolf Glock clone, the Lone Wolf Dust 19.
Yeah, it's a gun I like a lot. People know Lone Wolf. They've been around for years, selling all kinds of Glock aftermarket parts. That they used to upgrade their Glock pistols. But as the regulatory environment has gotten more difficult and they're making it harder for people to build guns at home from scratch, and of course you do more than that, obviously, you can just upgrade your existing Glock pistol, but they've gotten more into making complete handguns.
Right.
And in recent years. And the latest is the Lone Wolf Dust 19. And it's, some people will call it a quote unquote Gucci Glock, which, there are a number of those out there, which are high end non Glock locks. They're basically it's built on the Glock platform, built after the Glock. We'll call it the operating system, but there are no Glock parts.
Right.
And this is sort of like that, although it's not as, some would say, garish as some of the Gucci Glocks can get. There's not a lot of lightning cuts in the slide or anything like that, but it's got all the features that most people want. When they buy a stock Glock, a lot of people will upgrade the sights and they'll want an optic mounting system, and the Glock MOS mounting system is okay, but you need a plate and that raises it higher. And then when you do that, the sights that the Glock, that, come on a Glock, even on a Glock MOS pistol, they're low. So once you mount a red dot on your Glock MOS pistol, your stock lock sights are useless. So you have to use higher sights so you can co-witness
right.
if you want to.
Right.
And some people whine about the Glock's grip angle. So the Dust 19 has a more traditional grip angle, and it's got replaceable back straps, unlike the Glock does. So if you've got smaller hands like I do, you can put the smaller back strap on there, and it feels really good in your hand. So this is a very good advice gun. It's got lots of options. You can get a threaded barrel for it. And it's priced very reasonably for having all these features built in. I think it's priced around $645 or something like that. It's got night sights. You can get suppressor height sights. get different colors if you want to. Anyway, I shot it a lot. I shot it the suppressors, I shot it plain, I shot it red dot. It's just, I'm a fan. I also own a Glock 19.
Right.
And I like that gun too. Doesn't fit my hand quite as well. It's, you know, a little bigger and blockier, but I shoot it really well. So, you know, I've shot them both. You just bought a Glock too? Is that right?
Well, I bought a Glock 19 the other day too. Yeah, I finally got my Glock mojo back. Now, let's see. I'm going to say 5 years ago, going on six, I was getting ready to go to Tactical Response. And I have this sponsor, Ace Firearms, who built my pistol, my AR-15 pistol I was just telling you about. He made me two Poly 80-based pistols to take to Tactical Response. And he made me holsters to go with them, too. And I took those guns out, and I ran them at Tactical Response, where they throw them and stomp them and kick them and drop them and all this other stuff. And the guns ran as good as anything was going to possibly run. Very accurate. The only thing I did not like and do not like about the Poly 80 frame is that the trigger guard is wider than a regular Glock. So that means you got to get a Poly 80 designed holster to carry it. But I mean, I still have both of the guns that I took to Jaeger's class, and one of them I just don't shoot anymore just because we've lost James Jaeger, and he took a look at it and he proclaimed it to be a very good gun. But these guns like this and like that and like the Lone Wolf, they come with just about everything you want on the gun to begin with, don't they?
They do, they have a nice flat trigger shoe, which a lot of people like. And you mentioned the holster issue. These Lone Wolf advertises them as being Glock 19 holster compatible, and this fits all my Glock 19 holsters. I'd adjust the retention screw a little bit because these feel and carry a little slimmer, which a lot of people like as well. Since they fit in Glock 19 holsters, that means there are tens of thousands of options out there for you,
right?
As well, and you don't need to have to get something custom made. So, a number of these things that I've tried, non-Glock locks, this is one of my favorites.
The thing that makes them look odd, though, and I don't know if you've ever noticed it, they have almost a 1911 grip angle.
Correct.
And it makes them look sort of odd. They have the trifecta sort of grip feel to it that you see in Staccato. But then that means more people are getting on the trigger and fewer people are going low left just because of that grip angle versus where your trigger finger is hitting the trigger.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's always, it's been a long time complaint of some people about Glocks with the Glock grip angle. That never caused me any problem, but it does cause some people problems. The Duff 19 and a lot of other aftermarket Glocks or non-Glock Glocks or other aftermarket Glock frames use the more traditional 1911 style grip angle. That makes some people much happier.
Yeah. But beyond that, I mean, you know, first thing most people want is they want to have some texture added. Well, it's got texture.
Oh, yeah, this has some very aggressive texturing.
They want front serrations. It comes with front serrations, but it doesn't. You know, I've had Gucci Glocks from three different companies, and some of the stuff they do is based upon, like, Terran tactical guns get back into battery faster than any stock gun can.
Mm-hmm.
And he's figured out that. But see, the Terran Tactical full house Terran Tacticals are just like this one. They're sort of based on that Glock Gen 3.
Right.
So he'll get out there and he figures out the slide weight versus the spring weight. And then, I mean, there's actually some scientific stuff done to it. Some people do things just for the look. And,
you do lightning cuts and things like that. Yeah, exactly.
And, this gun just, it has, you know, this looks like somebody's gun. It looks like a Glock 19 that you'd send somebody to get the lower stippled and get the front serrations put on. But a Gen 5 comes with those now. But, you know, I would be
interested to try to know what else.
Did you get to keep that gun? Is that a gun you were going to carry?
I do have it. It's in my safe right now,
yeah.
And I have carried it and will carry it again.
Rock 19 is a good size. It's a good size carry.
Yeah.
Although my primary gun is a Glock 45 that's out right now. The reason I bought the Glock 19 is because I took a Glock 45 and a Glock 17 and I put them in, and I'm having optics cuts on the slide milled in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And which that gun comes with optics ready.
Yeah, it does. It's got an RMR pattern.
You want to put an optical on?
I probably will. I don't have an RMR footprint optic. I've got a lot of RMS, red dots. That seems to be the one that most companies are coming out with.
But I should
get myself a Trigicon or
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a pointer right now. You should go to C&H Precision.
I know those folks.
Yeah. And look at, they just came out with their own name brand of optics and their RMR patterned.
I had seen them at SHOT. I looked at those, and yeah, they look.
I've got two going on guns right now.
Yeah. I didn't know they were RMR. That's good to know.
Yeah,
that's probably
go.
A good.
The comp one looks like the SRO, the comp one by mm-hmm. But I mean, they're very well priced, and you know, McCauley knows what he's doing with optics. Before we run out of time, this kind of stuff, if you like this kind of stuff, you see the truth about guns, you see us talking about this. This is an all day everything that happens. I don't know when Dan quits publishing stories, probably when he goes to sleep. And I don't know when he goes to sleep, because every time I've ever called him, no matter what time it is, he answers the phone. So thank you for that, of course, and you know, all those other things. And thank you for taking the time to join me at thetruthaboutguns.com. There'll be other talks.
Thanks for having me, sir. Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.